I have to wear a knee brace for a few weeks, so I'm going to crawl up here only once today, okay? Today is one of the biggest celebrations in the church's year. And many may not notice it. We heard from the Acts of the Apostles how 40 days after our Lord's resurrection, he ascended into heaven. He bodily ascended into heaven. This feast day can be easy to miss. There are no Ascension Day gift exchanges. I don't think I've ever received an Ascension Day card. I don't know, can you still buy cards? I don't know. Maybe Ascension Parish has something Ascension Day. In fact, the bishops moved this feast from Thursday, from Ascension Thursday to today, so that it's not overlooked as much. But we do know that when those first Christians saw our Lord ascend to heaven, imagine, we know when they saw that it made all the difference in the world for their lives. And they also knew that it would make all the difference in the life of the world. Mark's gospel has one succinct sentence to describe the ascension. After Jesus spoke, he ascended to heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. And then the next verse, but they went forth and preached everywhere. Mark 16:20. I always told my students, when you think of the ascension, think of this. This is what it is. It's about two stories. The ascension is about the story of Jesus on earth ending, and it's about the story of the church on earth beginning. And we have a role now in that story of the church here on earth. You better believe it. If we who live our faith don't have a role in that, who does? On Monday, April 26th, I heard an interview from this man. Now, I don't watch a lot of college football, but I like to listen to coaches. That's Nick Saban, Alabama. I think he's been coached there since 2007. He's still coaching. He'll be 70 years old on October 31st. He was also in the NFL for 8 years. In this interview, he spoke about how he prepared to draft and recruit players. He said he's read in his life over 1,000 thousands of draft reports. Over 1,000 a year. And the two most important words, he spoke about what the two most important words in those thousands of draft reports are. Any idea? The word and the word but. He said, all right, I got this defensive back who wants to play football for me. Here's the report. He's got quick feet, good change of direction. He's got good long speed. Can play man-to-man, can tackle, he's tough. Can catch, good ball skills, good ball judgment, and comes to practice early. Is a team leader and has been elected captain. He said, take this same kid, quick feet, change of direction, long runner, man-to-man, tackler, tough, good ball judgment, good ball speed, but comes late, was suspended for drug use, was arrested for domestic violence against his girlfriend. He asked, who do you want on your team? He said, who do you think I'm going to have on my team? What comes after the ands and buts in our life make all the difference. You see, what happens before the and the but is what I can do, or sometimes what happens to me. What happens after that is who I am. Look at the story of the ascension. Imagine what they must have felt like when they saw Jesus leave them. They saw him alive on and off for 40 days, and then he's gone. Does the scripture read, Jesus ascended to heaven, and the disciples were confused and frozen with anxiety? No. Jesus ascended into heaven, and his followers were lost and disoriented? No. Jesus ascended into heaven. The disciples were unsure about their future, so they were frozen and they lingered? No. Jesus ascended to heaven, but they went forth and they preached, and our Lord was with them. I have been given a lot in my life. A lot of us have. I think we all have. None of us here really look hungry to me. We've been given a lot. A lot of us are highly educated here. And? But? Some people are in broken or ending relationships. And? Some are bitter, but some become better. I've kicked God to the curb. I no longer have a need for the church in my life. And I'm going to continue to stay away from the church. Or I kick God to the curb, but I know I need to come back, and I'm going to reignite, rekindle, as Scripture says, my faith. She's a great worker, and we all know she's not happy here. He does everything well, but he's a gossip. In my life, on Monday, I went golfing. Now, I can take it or leave it, but I have family here from Mother's Day, so we go out golfing, and I strain or partially microscopically tear my MCL. And Lord, I'm sorry I ever took for granted the knee. Never in 54 years have I ever cared about my knee. I kicked my knee to the curb. 4 bones coming together, held by 4 joints. I can tell you what you need your MCL for. You need your MCL to get out of bed and to roll over in bed, to get out of a car and to change any direction. But it's not going to keep me from my Ascension Day masses. What are the ands and buts in our life and what follows them? Because it's our draft report, because we're on our Lord's team. It's often a matter of attitude, which affects people around us and changes our souls first. Let's review what follows those two conjunctions. so that we can live God's will for us better in the story of the church here on earth. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe.